Working remotely is not an option for a large portion of the American workforce. In fields like retail and dining, healthcare and social services, it is not possible to just log in on a computer or dial into a meeting. As of 2018, only about 29% of American employees were able to do their jobs from home. Those who do have the opportunity to be remote tend to make more money and have more education. Among working people over 25, almost half of those with a college degree can do their jobs at least partially from home. For those with less education than that, only about 3% could work remotely. And when the coronavirus started spreading and government told people to stay home, that remote work gap came into stark relief. People who have to be physically present for their jobs are at much higher risk of getting sick. And if their work does shut down completely, as many have, they could be out of a job entirely. So if you're working from home, I know it's tough, but in a lot of ways, you're kind of lucky.